What's up, everybody? Let me move my phone. Happy New Year. This is the first episode of the Tori Franco Show of 2022. And I guess I kind of wanted to take it down a notch. I have all these podcast topics that I want to talk about, but I've been in this place of like self-reflection and stuff like that. at the time of this recording, it's January 2nd, so we're just fresh into the new year, and I'm really like reevaluating the last year and thinking about things that I could do differently for the new year as far as my growth. And I kind of want to go into not too personal, but I want to go into like how 2021 really was, kind of reflect back, maybe go into some things that I've learned this year. Sometimes it's good to do like a month by month, like check in, you know, or not even a check in, a month by month reflection. 'Cause when you're living life, you don't really realize your growth or expansion or progress until you kind of mirror the same month the previous year. And that has always helped me. So if I were to go back January of last year, where was I and where am I now? And that's a good way to gauge your progress, or at the very least recognize it, because if you're anything like I am, you don't take a minute to stop and recognize it. So last year around this time, I was starting to fall into a depression. I was realizing certain things emotionally about things that just weren't serving me anymore, situations that I was in that I shouldn't have been in, because I compromised my own self in being in them. I was realizing that I needed more for myself, but it was putting me into a depression, because in order to get more for myself, I needed to cut certain people out and walk away from certain situations that I didn't want to walk away from. And I can tell you right now, I was not ready to walk away from those situations. And I don't have to go into detail. It's my business and my business alone. But as a general statement, there were things that it was like, you know what? This sucks. I just lost my dog. December 29th was a year that we had to put my dog down. And you don't realize the impact that that really has on your life. And then when you need people around you that are most important to you, when you need those people to be there and step up to the plate, when they don't, you're like, wow, that hurts, you know? So, and that's nobody's fault but my own, because sometimes you put sometimes you expect too much from people, when those people never agreed to give you what you're expecting. And that's one of the lessons that I've learned in 2021 is I don't want to say don't expect much from people, but you can't expect things from people if you don't have that conversation, right? It's just like I always say with boundaries. If you don't have the conversations, like, this is what I expect. This is where I expect you to meet me. This is what I expect you to never do. If you don't have those conversations, people will never know. So you can't blame people if they don't show up for you in the way that you want them to, because you never told them that that's what you expect. You can't get mad at those people. You can choose on your own accord to walk away. If they're, you know, not willing to give you that, but you can't expect it without having a conversation, right? So I would say the second lesson that I learned was communication. I learned so much in 2021. 2021 was a year of growth for me. Every year is a year of growth, but it sucked. My 2021, I'd say from, no, like my 2021 was a struggle from January to September. Like September was when it kind of started to lift and kind of the light started to kind of come back, you know. And it's still not an easy thing. Certain relationships that I had to let go of, it's still not easy. And I think people come into your life, right? And maybe this is a third lesson, but people come into your life and they leave footprints in your life, whether you hurt them or they hurt you. Those footprints are forever there. I've never had friendships like that before. I've never had relationships like that before. And so 2021 taught me how to heal properly from those. And I'm going into 2022 still learning how to heal from the lack of those relationships, you know? So practically, what I learned in 2021 was tarot. And I learned that I need to have things for me. And I learned that I have crazy self-love and worth, self-worth issues that have nothing to do with people on the outside. Nothing whatsoever to do with people on the outside. I've learned, and I'm still learning, to surrender to situations that you cannot control. One of my biggest lessons is control. I'm always trying to control the outcomes of situations and trying to get, you know, if there are loose ends in situations, that drives me absolutely crazy, right? But just because it feels like a loose end to me, a loose end that hasn't been tied up to me, doesn't mean it feels like that to another person, right? And I've learned that I just need to accept and surrender to the way that things are. And the best way to do that is to focus on myself and to be good to myself and to really double down on the things that I want. I spent a majority of 2021 living for other people, hoping for other people. I spent a majority, most of 2021, all of 2021, not knowing what the fuck it was I wanted. And I'm walking into 2022, at the very least, with the knowledge that this is the year that I will learn that for myself. You know, this is something I'm in therapy about. Like, this might be a long episode. And it might come off a little ranty, but whatever. My therapist always looks at me and says, Tori, what do you want? What do you want to do? Who are you? And for the life of me, I still can't answer that question. I'm starting to, I know one thing, right? And I know that every pain, every loss in life, whether it's a death or a death of a friendship or a death of a relationship, whatever it is, I know for a fact that every single loss that I face in my life, every big blow that I face in my life, puts me on a path that I need to be on. And had I never lost certain people in 2021, had I never disconnected from those people, I would have never been seeking an outlet to be my, to feel like myself, to distract me from myself even. I would have never picked up the fucking tarot cards. As much as I was interested in them, I probably would have, but it would have been delayed. 2021 taught me to reflect back on all of my relationships, platonic and romantic alike, and really see where I could improve in those relationships. And it's not just improving in the sense of like, oh, setting a boundary for yourself. Yes, that's a given. Communicating, but also listening to the other person. And not allowing my emotions to get the best of me. You know, there are a lot of situations that I look back and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have pushed that. You know what I mean? And I think 2021 put me in situations where I was on the other end. You know, like in one situation, I was in my head the victim, right? Or the one with less control. And then the universe said, okay, you don't understand that position. Now I'm going to put you in a position where you're in more control. Then you can kind of get into the mindset of that person or that situation. And you can see how difficult it is. And so I've been like, literally I've sat and really reflected and thought, holy shit. I'm the person. I became the person who hurt me. And you know what I mean? Now, what do you do when you're in that position? Does that make any sense? Like, for instance, in one situation, if you were the person who was cheated on, and I'm not saying this is the extreme or anything like that, but let's, like, to give you an example of what I'm saying. In one relationship, if you were the person who was cheated on and you couldn't understand why that person would cheat on you, you get out of that situation, you go enter into a new situation, and now you're the one cheating on the other person, and in your head, you're looking back, and you're like, oh, fuck. I am my ex. I'm the ex one in this situation. You know what I mean? And so, one thing I've learned from having that mirrored back to me is, I can see with how I was treated in a similar situation what not to do. I'm not going to continue to talk about this because this feels very confusing. I'm fucking confusing myself, but, you know, I've learned about the ebb and flow of relationships, friendships, and like platonic or romantic, it doesn't matter. I've learned about the ebb and flow. And, you know, sometimes the universe puts you in situations when you're out there, like in your head, without closure in certain situations, the universe puts you in other situations to give you that closure, essentially. To be like, this is your fucking answer. Take it or leave it. And so I've also learned that when the universe gives you your answer, you take it. You don't fight it. Even if it's an answer you don't want to fucking hear. You know? I'm walking into 2022 realizing that this is the year that I really, truly need to focus on myself. not a female, not a codependent best friend, not anything. Me. I need to take the time and spend it on myself. My self-improvement, everything that I'm trying to build with this podcast, everything that I'm trying to do for you guys, all of the things that wake me up in the morning, right? My schooling, life coaching, my fucking books, podcasting, creating content, really putting value out there into the interwebs, right? That's my passion. Music, even. Music, I haven't written a fucking full song in I don't know how long. You know, I'm constantly being distracted and I'm constantly distracting myself with people. You know, I use people as crutches a lot, and I've done that my entire life. And so this is the year that I don't have a crutch, that I will not. I refuse to have a crutch. It's funny because it's the first time I'm publicly saying this, by the way, but I stayed in for New Year's Eve. First New Year's Eve since I'm fucking 17 that I decided to stay in and not get obliterated drunk. That was my choice. I literally by myself. I mean, I was feeling under the weather as well, but like normally I have FOMO and I'm like, oh man, there's so much going on. I don't want to miss out on anything. I don't want to miss out on the action. It's the first year that I was like, I don't give a fuck what's happening outside. And it's not even in a depressed way. I am completely content with myself, by myself. And I don't need to be a part of everything. I don't need to be in the center of everything. I don't care to. Because if it's not a hell yes, then it's a no this year. And I don't care if that means, I mean, of course there are obligations, you know, like weddings, I have to do certain things, you know what I mean? Trips I have to go on for said weddings, whether I really want to or not, right? But that's neither here nor there, because traveling is something I definitely want to bring into 2022 more. COVID, obviously, restrictions, taken into account, right? But, there were a lot of trips that I missed this past year. You know what? I don't regret it. I don't regret not going on trips. I know I am very, very good, especially after, again, taking up these cards right here, the tarot cards, if you're listening. I'm really in tune with my intuition, especially when I'm grounded. And I can tell you this, every single time I've not gone on a trip, one or more people got sick, either with COVID or something else, or the flu or a COVID-like thing. So I'm going to continue to trust my intuition on group trips 100%. But I do want to travel more, again, for myself. When it comes to events, what I've learned, when it comes to socializing, is that this is my dream, right? And I'm not saying socializing is not going to happen this year. What I'm saying is I'm putting my fucking boots to the ground. Is that the word? Is that the phrase? I'm putting my boots to the ground and fucking putting the work in for myself, because I'm worth that. I've spent so much time, especially in 2021, trying to distract myself from heartbreak, trying to distract myself from people that I lost, living in my ego, instead of healing, doing the true healing, instead of admitting to myself, you know what, I am fucking heartbroken, I am upset, I am still hurt by this situation, and that's fucking okay, and I don't care who gets mad at me for saying it, because that's my feelings and I'm allowed to express that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going into this year suppressing any more of my feelings, period. If I feel it, I'm going to feel it. Doesn't mean I'm going to let y'all know, but I'm going to allow myself to feel it. Right? But I've also learned, and I've had an awakening, really, at the end of 2021, when I looked back and I was like, wait a second. Not that I didn't accomplish things, I did for myself, you know, things that I'm very proud of. I'm almost done with this life coaching course. I took that plunge. That's an accomplishment. I feel the transition period, like the transitional period that I'm in, right? But also when I look back, I learned that I did a lot of reckless stuff, a lot of spending money on shit that I shouldn't have spent my money on, a lot of socializing when I should have been pounding the pavement for myself, building my brand, building my business. I was a lot of carelessness, and that stems right back to my self-worth because I didn't find it important enough for me to put the work in for myself. This year, that's changing. I may not be the most consistent when it comes to posting, but I'm going to damn sure make sure that I am. I mean, of course, health providing and everything like that. You know, I've taken a week off in between Christmas and New Year's because I was genuinely sick. But I'm starting to feel better. And I'm taking care of myself mentally as well. The beginning of January, or the beginning of this year, I should say, or 2021, I was depressed. I was upset. I was heartbroken, right? And I didn't do the right thing by myself. I self-sabotaged. I took up smoking. I started vaping. I started drinking heavily. I didn't give a fuck. About the only thing that I had that really got me through, besides obviously the human support system that I have in my life, were these little tarot cards right here. Was the only thing that really, like, was a coping mechanism that actually was productive, like a productive coping mechanism. Everything else, I was not doing good. Not at all. And everything that you do, and this is another thing that I've learned this past year in 2021, is that everything that you do is a residual to where you're going, and you know what I mean? Like, the damage that I did started causing me really bad anxiety, that to the point that even when I stopped vaping and even when I stopped heavily drinking, or even just cut down on the drinking, I was still having anxiety. Like, I literally in 2021 gave myself worse anxiety by not having healthy coping mechanisms. And so toward the end of 2021, I started realizing what really made me feel good was taking care of myself. In July, when I did the solitude, if you guys are new here or are listening and you don't know those episodes, in July, I did like 2 weeks of solitude and just like a cleanse where I was working out every day. I was following a strict schedule. I was walking every single day. I was eating really clean, only clean. I stopped really drinking coffee. I wasn't drinking alcohol. And for that 2 weeks, I was in a state of pure zen because I was meditating and journaling every single day. I was living with intention, right? And when you can visibly see results from just those what seem like minor changes, right? Getting out of bed, making your bed the minute you get out of bed, getting your blood pumping, drinking more water, like literally just drinking water, more water alone makes you feel so much better, right? looking at that, I realize now, and I can't, and I can't say, you know, that I didn't obviously have moments of relapse, right? Because I most definitely went off the rails on a crazy train around October, like drinking my face off again, you know? I guess that's my vice. But anyway, what the fuck was I going to say? But when you can visibly see the anxiety dissipate just from getting rid of certain substances and implementing other habits and substances, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. So I'm going into this new year sober, and nobody in my life, like, this is strict for me. I'm gonna really try to see if I can have a dry year. I've never done a dry since I'm 17, and I'm not, like, I don't have a drinking problem, but I am very codependent, right? So one of my crutches has always been alcohol consumption. When I am sad, and I know everybody's like, well, you know, me too, and it's not that big of a deal. No, it's not. But when you have an anxiety disorder, and that alcohol is a direct correlation to your anxiety, not even correlation, it's like directly connected to your anxiety, like causes your anxiety, and you know that to be true because you've seen it time and time again. It's like, what are we doing here? So you're drinking because you're depressed, but it's making you more depressed, thus making you anxious because you're damaging your body, and your body's telling you it needs a break, but you're not giving it a break because you don't want to fucking put the work in or whatever the fuck it is, right? So New Year's Eve, I stayed in, and I don't want to have that type of fun anymore, is what I've realized. And then I spoke to one of my friends. I spoke to Chas, and Chas was like, yeah, I'm sober too. Like, I'm going to try to do 12 months sober. And I was like, that's a really good idea. Because I could think of the time and the space that I could fill with better things, even just reading more, you know? So nobody thinks I can do it, by the way. Nobody thinks I can do it. I took a video before my whole family was here, and I told them, I haven't said anything because they doubt me. And maybe their doubt is going to be what helps me to be sober. And I have weddings. I have two weddings that I'm in this year. And one of the brides in the wedding is like a really good friend of mine. And she's like, no, you can't. And I'm like, watch me. She's like, no, you're not allowed. I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. It's a choice. I like, even if I have to start telling people like, no, I can't drink, I'm allergic. You know what I mean? Really is, like, at 32, it's still fucking peer pressure. Like, holy shit. But my whole family was like, I took a video, but I didn't post it because I looked fat in it. And somebody's rolling their eyes out there. But I tried to get the reactions to me telling them that I'm going to have a sober year. Not one person thinks I can do it. My niece, Ariana, she's like, I think she can do it. Everybody else is like, nope. You know what that means, Tori? You've never been sober. I'm like, yeah, all the more reason for me to try, you know? Genuinely, yes, it's a challenge for me. And yes, I like the idea of looking back and thinking, like, did I do it? Even if I did it for 6 months, I haven't been sober for 6 months since I started drinking when I was 14. That's crazy. That's utterly insane to me. Hold on a second. My camera cut out. Like, I've never had the title sober since I put alcohol to my lips. And yeah, I love being tipsy. And I love losing my inhibitions. And a lot of the times, I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of the times I'll drink when I drink for, I mean, I drink also to have fun too and socialize, but mainly I have anxiety lately. I'll have anxiety in like group settings to the point where I'll start feeling dizzy and off balance. And then I'll have a couple of shots and start drinking and I'll get drunk. And there you go. There goes the anxiety. You know, there goes the social anxiety or the whatever it is. But I don't want, again, it's just been more a coping mechanism for me in life than it has been something that I genuinely enjoy doing. It's just another way for me to mask how I truly feel and what I need to face. It's just another obstacle for me. So, I mean, I'm not really like, I don't know if I should publicize it. Maybe that'll help me stay accountable because nobody thinks that I can do it. I don't even know if I can do it. I know I feel better when I'm not drinking. I know I don't have anxiety when I'm not drinking. And I know that when I cry, it's my real fucking emotions and not some substance altering my emotions. Or at the very least, it's my natural hormones because I'm getting my fucking period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love going out to eat. There's so many things that I love to do. But like, you can still go out to eat and have a, you don't have to have a glass of wine. You know, it's like, we're so conditioned, at least me, like I am so conditioned to go out to eat and just have an alcoholic beverage. Why? Because I fucking can. But just because I'm having water or tea or something like that doesn't mean I'm not out to eat or like out on a date or out with a friend. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, it's something I feel like I have to do for myself because I've convinced myself that I wasted a lot of fucking time in 2021. I wasted, and I did. It's not even something that I convinced myself of. I wasted a lot of time in 2021 socializing and distracting myself and trying to feel good and masking with alcohol and with people, friendships, females even. I most definitely, this is a me year. This year is me. I'm facing my shit. I'm facing my demons. This is a self-improvement, kick-ass year. And I heard somewhere, you know, every year you pick one word that you want, not a resolution, but you pick one word that you want the year to represent. And for me, it's victory. That is the year, this is the year of victory. Victory over my vices. victory over my weaknesses. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at. Victory over myself. Self-mastery year for sure. But I really have to stop fucking around. And I'm not saying I can't reward myself, you know, or treat myself with social activities. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I know balance, again, balance is the key to everything, right? But I also do know that I'm not going to hit the goals that I want to hit if I don't put in the work that I need to put in. And that means getting rid of all the fucking distractions and really, really making myself and my goals and my well-being a priority for the first time in my fucking life. So that means that when my friend, I hope she's watching, I love you, but when she tells me I can't be sober, I have to have the balls to tell her that this is for me And my sobriety means more to me than anything, because that's my well-being. And I have to stop allowing people to influence me. You know, I'm used to being, and this is not like a flex or anything like that, you know, but I'm used to being the life of the party. I'm used to being the center of attention when I go places, and like, I'm the loud one. I'm the one that, you know, gets everybody having a good time. And that's who I am, drunk or sober, but I've convinced myself that it's only who I am when I'm drunk. And so people can get the fun me, the real me, while I'm sober. I don't need to be fucking wasted off my ass in order for people to have a good time, in order for me to have a good time. So, you know, my friend is like, we were just talking. She's like, no, you can't. Yeah, no, I can. This is a commitment that I am making to myself, amongst many other commitments that I'm making to myself, i.e. finishing out this life coaching course, doing things that scare me. I have to do sessions, 12 hours of coaching sessions with people. So on my Patreon, I have volunteers, 3 volunteers and my aunt, right? So for over the course of 3 weeks, I'm going to be blocking out 4 hours a week to sit with people and see, you know, and coach people. And I am terrified because my imposter syndrome tells me, who the fuck are you that you're going to coach this person with boundaries? You can't even set boundaries, right? But I have to continue to remind myself that it's a learning experience for me as well. And that, you know, whatever I'm helping a client with, I can also implement into my own life. So maybe this will help me. Maybe it'll ricochet, right? But what I'm trying to say is there are things that I'm doing that scare me. And I want to do more things that scare me and step out of my comfort zone with things, because that's the only way for me to learn. Any single time that I've learned a huge life lesson, it came not on the precipice, it came in the aftermath of a big blow in my life. Like I said, tarot cards and all of this spirituality stuff and everything that I believe in right now, and how my life has changed, and certain people that I've met on my path spiritually who have really opened my eyes to things. I would have never met them had I not gone through the heartbreak that I went through at the beginning of 2021. And so while now, a year later, I'm looking back and I still may be healing from certain things, and I still may be upset, and I still may be feeling that loss, and I still may, all of the above, I know that I'm not the same person that I was 2021 in January of 2021. And for that, as rough as it was, and as much as the healing and the true growth hasn't even, I feel like I'm budding right now, right? Like if I were a plant or a flower, I'm just starting to sprout out of the dirt, right? I haven't bloomed fully yet. But at the very least, I've planted the seed and it's starting. And so that is what 2022 represents for me. And I am so happy that I am not where I was. And that at the very least, I am heading in the right direction for myself, emotionally and mentally. And I know exactly what it is I need for myself. So we're going to see. It's January 2nd. Can I be sober? for one entire year. We're going to see. I really hope I can. I'm going to really try to make this like my fucking religion, my sacred religion. But I guess we shall see. That's it. Let me know what you guys think, what changes you want to make, what lessons you learned, not resolutions. What changes do you want to make? And what are you going to do to make those changes? What did you learn? Even if it's just, I learned this in 2021, let me know. I appreciate all the support. If you want to become a patron, you can totally become a patron. That's linked in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. I also found this cool website. It's called Ko-fi. It's also linked in the description. If you don't want to commit to becoming a monthly patron, because I totally understand that, just buy me a coffee with a $3 donation. That's also linked in the description below. Helps so much to support the channel. That's another thing. One of my goals is to just promote myself more. So here I am. Shameless plug. I love you guys very much. Happy fucking New Year, everybody. I'll see y'all next week. Peace out.